and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh, there sure are a bunch of people on the naughty list in Connecticut. Anna and Raven, who called that Santa tip line today?
That's right. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. 203-783-8282. That's the Santa tip line.
Let's face it. There's a lot of misbehaving kids out there. There's misbehaving bosses, coworkers, all that type of stuff. And if you rat them out, chances are you're going to get a better gift.
Message received today.
Hi, Santa. It's Mommy. I've been nice, first of all, but I don't know what's going on with Stella and Cole this morning because there's been a lot of fighting.
Mom has not been
yes,
nice.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Cole called Stella a Sour Patch Head. A Sour Patch Head.
A Sour Patch Head?
Yep. It's not nice. When you want to be upset by something, Anna, all right, anything you say, it's not the words. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that you're putting it up there right at that moment. That's going to upset you.
I love Sour Patch Kids. If I was called a Sour Patch Kid, I'd be
favorite.
Like, all right, I guess. All right.
Definitely not my favorite.
He gave her a Starburst and then he took it back.
He gave her a Starburst and then he took it back. That's not okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Like, once you give somebody a piece of candy, you can't claim it back.
Not cool.
No.
No. You can't give back. You traded. You did a trade. We're not going to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning screaming and crying anymore, right?
Mom?
Message deleted.
7 o'clock in the morning, Sour Patch.
That's the best.
I got to tell you, as a parent, there's nothing worse than the mornings. And I give my husband all the credit in the world because, you know, I'm not there in the morning when they wake up and he's got to get her up and dressed for school and off. But when I tell you, I can only imagine being a fly on the wall, the screaming that goes on in the morning.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, parents, the Santa tip line is open right before school, too.
Report
them. Feel free. Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Call
I mean, pull that card.
Yep.
I wouldn't hesitate for a moment.
Yep.
Message received.
I would like to report my thing. She's been a very naughty girl, especially in the morning. Santa, I'd like a lump of coal in his stocking this year.
Message deleted.
I told you, those morning calls.
Right. See, that's what he's doing is he's holding his child hostage.
Right,
that's
exactly.
The best way.
Right. Y'all, you want to give me a hard time about going to school? You know who I'm going to call? I'm going to call Santa.
Message received today.
Yeah, I want to put my wife Renee on the list, a naughty list, that is. Because all I wanted was a decent meal when I got home, and she always leaves the chicken in the oven for like 5 minutes too long, and that is drier than Arizona.
Mm.
Want some moist chicken.
Message deleted.
I like my chicken moist, too, I gotta tell you, and my wife does what? Like it burnt, so I totally get where this guy's coming from.
I mean, is that enough to put somebody on the list?
Usually they what I have to do chicken? Is cut my chicken in half and give her the ends because those are, you know, more cooked. And then she gives me the fat part.
I mean, who puts somebody on the naughty list for burning the chicken?
Well, you know what? You really want your chicken moist. You're going to get upset about it sooner or later.
Message received today.
Yeah, I want to report my coworker, Brandon, for being really, really naughty. He steals my beers at work.
Steals her beers at work? Like, where do they work that they...
It's a heck of a place.
What?
Heck of a place of business.
Takes them, claims them as his own, talks down to me, calls me bad names, and threw a tennis ball at the exit sign and broke the exit sign and tried blaming it on me, and he doesn't want to fix it. He's really been naughty.
Message deleted.
First of all, you'd be calling HR, and where do you work that you drink beers and throw tennis balls around at the exit sign? Seems
it sounds
weird.
Great. Are you hiring?
And we've got a creepy call. Yep. This one's something special. It's next on Star. Santa tip line is 203-783-8282. You can call at any time and let us know who's being naughty.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
And what I've realized, Raven, is that there's the parents that call in to like rat out on their kids, right?
Yep.
And then there's the parents that use the Santa tip line for their own gain.
Right, leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Leverage.
Message received yesterday.
Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
My name is Sam.
Hi, Santa.
Tell him your name.
I mean, just tell him your name. Tell him your name.
Yeah. I am Sam.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want a watch. Thank you, Santa.
Let me ask you a question. You think that this child actually wants a watch? He's like, I want a Rolex watch.
Well, I didn't hear Rolex.
Uh-huh.
But Rolex or Breitling would be nice if anybody's wondering what I would like.
Uh-huh.
I like Tag, too.
Yeah.
Tag is really nice.
Right now, like, the dad is in the background. He's like, no, I said a Rolex. I didn't just, right. Don't just say, you're being too broad.
Give me a Mariner. Rolex. Right.
Right.
Hang up.
Message deleted. Hang up.
Right.
I think we got our point across.
Right. You told them what you needed
job,
to tell them.
Yep.
Right. I'll just be like, I'll just hold on to this until you've grown into it, son.
203-783-8282. You can call the Santa tip line whenever you'd like. Let us know who belongs on that naughty list. Coming up next, though, Honda of Westport Couples Corps. Everyone's got their holiday list, their Christmas list, all the things they want. But what if mommy wants Botox?
I mean, whatever it takes to pick it up, right? A little over here, a little over there.
We'll get the whole story next on Star.